Picture this, an animated show for kids where the main characters are Hindu gods, but the gods are preschoolers in a class together. That's the premise of a new show called Ghee Happy that's been greenlit by Netflix. It's part of a push by Netflix to diversify its programming for children. The World's Rupa Shenoy spoke with the creator of Ghee Happy and the Netflix executive who commissioned the show.
We spoke by FaceTime. There was only room for one person in front of their camera, so Sanjay Patel and Dominique Baze kept shoving it toward each other.
This is mostly about Sanjay, so we can have you look into here. There you go.
Patel was a Disney and Pixar animator, working on Monsters, Inc., Cars 2, and The Simpsons. He'd grown up in California with Indian Gujarati parents.
They created essentially a mini bubble of frozen time from the 70s of India in this little house. You know, and I was reared in that.
As a kid, he sort of resented Hinduism. He blamed it for his inability to fit in. So as an adult, he returned to it in his graphic artwork. And after a Pixar executive saw one of his graphics on display, Patel directed a short animated film. Sanjay's Super Team reimagines the mornings from Patel's own childhood when he had to join his father in prayers.
I finally had figured out a way to essentially fuse these two sides of me together. And it was really having to study their world and remake it into a world that fit my own.
In the film, the Sanjay character falls into a world where he's protected by gods. The film was nominated for an Academy Award. Patel also wrote and illustrated children's books about Hindu gods. And someone gave those books to Dominique Baze at Netflix.
I just became completely obsessed with his graphic style. And I thought, it's almost like they're all superheroes. We got in touch and we started talking, and I just was struck that new parents living outside of their cultures who are having to kind of share experiences with their kids, but don't have a lot of tools to do that.
At the time, Patel was becoming more and more fascinated with Indian miniature paintings from 3,000 years ago and the way artists used a flat perspective.
I really do feel like I am kind of carrying that same idea forward, but with the lens of just trying to distill things down to its essence.
The new Netflix show is still in production. It uses that style and reimagines Hindu deities as preschoolers learning to gain their powers in a daycare called Ghee Happy. It's a result of Patel's newest phase in life, being a father to two boys.
I was watching a ton of preschool, and I was like, oh man, there's so many great preschool shows. But I was also noticing that there wasn't a lot of great shows that spoke to us as a blended family. My wife is Caucasian American. It just felt like, well, golly, maybe I need to remake culture again to make it fit for my kids as well as us as a family and their friends.
But there's also a political aspect to Hinduism on the world stage right now. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who endorsed President Trump, is from a Hindu nationalist party, and that party is accused of persecuting minorities. In addition, critics worry Ghee Happy might minimize problems like Hindu caste inequality. Patel says he has thought about the political implications.
For sure I have. I have lots of friends who are social justice brown warriors. They're like, Patel, what are you doing? This, that, and the other thing. Or they're poking at me and they're asking really important and timely questions. And what I will say is I'm in no way, shape, form political.
But Patel says he's made sure that at least one Ghee Happy show has the main characters talking to neighbors of different cultures. I also asked Baze about Netflix's responsibility to think about the political implications of Hinduism. She's their director of international original animation.
I think it is something that we have to think about, but my deep conviction is that telling diverse stories and giving voices to a deep, deep set of artists will make this world a better place. Our members are all over the world, and I think the kids' business has been really centered around Anglo-Saxon stories. We have this incredible opportunity with this platform to reach people everywhere. So our stories can come from anywhere.
But she acknowledges that the process of making that happen is challenging.
This is rare for us to have these kinds of conversations, so it's exciting to have it. It is really hard. It's not easy to do. You have to trust, you have to take risks, and you have to invest in talent that maybe don't have the expertise to deliver. The beauty of our job at Netflix on the kids team and the reason why we've decided to really reach outside of the U.S. to tell stories is precisely to tell authentic stories to kids.
Because Baze says kids' programming is getting more and more generic.
Everything is sort of based in Nowhere's Town, and these characters are sort of like all the same skin tone. And we're really leaning into a time in the world where kids need to see themselves. And it's a mix of strategy and responsibility. We know that amazing stories for kids come from everywhere.
And audiences anywhere might watch. Baze says, so far, it's been tough to predict.
We launched our Diwali special, a show called Mighty Little Beam, that's entirely animated in India. Basically, the creators are in India. And it was originally thought that the show would really be relevant to Indian kids. And it just became wildly popular outside of India. And that was, to us, a great signal that there's really an appetite for stories that come from everywhere.
Now, Baze says, it's Netflix's responsibility to go to those places and find more of those stories. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.